Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning and welcome to Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa. This is Monday, the beginning of the week. You know, the Martha's Vineyard situation, I'm sure you've heard about that. Ron DeSantis sent 50 illegal immigrants on a plane to Martha's Vineyard because his attitude is, which I agree with, and the governor from Texas, Governor Abbott, I believe, he sent some to Chicago. Basically, these red governors are getting illegal immigrants, putting them on planes, and sending them to these blue districts and cities and states that during Trump's administration were screaming that they're sanctuary states and sanctuary cities and they welcome illegals because it's so uncompassionate, unloving to call these people illegal and to deport them and to prosecute them as illegal immigrants who violated national sovereignty and illegally entered the country. So we welcome them. Now, all of a sudden, when Biden's president, the border's out of control, and Biden's administration over the last year or more has been busing and flying these illegals into red states to flood red states. So the governors, red state governors, are doing the same thing, sending them to all these places that claim to be sanctuary cities and sanctuary states that welcome illegals. Now all of a sudden it's a problem, and the liberals are coming apart, coming undone, because they're liberal heck holes, their liberal sanctuaries are being flooded with illegals, and that's not fair, and they're calling it now all of a sudden a humanitarian crisis. And this is a perfect situation. By the way, before I comment on that, I understand what the red state governors are doing, like DeSantis and Abbott, but the only other, there is one problem. It is a smart move, and it's making a point, but all you're doing in the end is essentially what the liberals want anyway. You're getting immigrants inland and getting them stuck in the country. What we really need to do is ship them back to the border and deport them, not ship them deeper into the country. But since they're in and liberals insist on putting them in red states to exploit them for votes, to create Democrat voters that'll flip these red states blue. That's what you're trying to do in Texas. You realize that's what they're trying to do. When you send tons of illegals into Texas, into Florida, you're hoping that they become rank-and-file Democrat voters who are poor and on the welfare system, who need government programs, and then you exploit them, keep them poor and ignorant for their votes, and make them rank-and-file voting Democrats, and then they flip those states to majority Democrat blue states. Illegal immigration is a massive voter drive. I've said this so many times. The great late Rush Limbaugh would say it all the time. Illegal immigration is a massive Democrat voter drive to get new voters. And one of the reasons they have to do it is they have to replace their voting base that they are aborting in the inner cities, because the primary majority amount of abortions are poor, minority groups in inner cities. That's the targeted cohort for abortions. Like it or not, that's the reality. That's the statistics. And the Democrats know that they're killing their own voters. They know they're murdering them. And so they need to replace them and backfill them with other poor, dependent, subjugated people that they keep under oppression and keep on government handouts so that they can use them for their vote. Does that make sense? That's what illegal immigration is. But anyway, I understand what the red state governors are doing. But all of this shows the fact that the liberals' claim to compassion is fraudulent. And that's the point I want to make, is that liberals are the epitome of modern-day Pharisees. Pharisees. How are the Pharisees described in the scriptures? Jesus would say, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." So you say the right things, that you have this pious, sanctimonious, religious morality. But in your deeds and in your heart, you are far away and you do the opposite of my law. And in fact, I think it's in the Old Testament, maybe repeated in the New. The argument against the Pharisees is, God makes this argument, your instruction is merely rules taught by men. In other words, invented rules, invented commandments. In other words, this is the Pharisee setting aside God's morality and ethics and what is truly right, his commands, not doing that, claiming your own self-righteousness and supplanting God's law and morality and righteousness with your own man-made invented righteousness to make yourself feel and seem pious, that you are holier than the others. And yet you're not doing anything of what God said is actually righteous. You've created your own righteousness. And in reality, the goal of that is so that you can throw off God's law and live according to the flesh and live by your own godless, wicked standards because you want to live as your own master. That's liberalism. They want to throw off God's chains, Psalm 2. Get rid of the knowledge of the Holy One. Let's establish our own way and live how we want. So let's look at examples of fake compassion. Liberals say they are pro-choice, reproductive freedom. We are for women's rights. We're protecting women. Meanwhile, they're actually pro-death in favor of murdering babies. There's nothing compassionate about that. As I said, it's a feigned righteous. It's these invented standards of how to treat women, not God's. Encouraging women to murder their babies is not freedom and is not pro-choice. It's slavery, moral slavery. All right, we are pro-poor. They're pro-poor. Meanwhile, they keep people poor and dependent on government programs, keep them ignorant with failing public schools, exploit them for votes, and they want them to remain in generational sin and generational poverty. That's what socialism does. It keeps people from working hard, advancing based on merit, becoming independent, becoming an individual, rising your standard of living, bringing your family out of generational poverty. That's not what the left wants. You look at things like the Inflation Reduction Act, which was basically a facade for environmentalism and pushing the green agenda, the Green New Deal, ramping up taxes, crushing business. You look at the student loan bailout. None of this is pro the little guy, pro middle American. All of this is robbing middle America's wealth, confiscating it, giving out handouts, and doing it all to consolidate votes and power. They say they are pro-immigrant compassion. And I say to that, really? Look at what's going on the open border. Human trafficking, abuse of lives, untold numbers of deaths, child abuse, trafficking boys and girls, the drug cartels kidnapping kids, charging tens of thousands of dollars for people to get across the border, promising to get them across the border, and then they exploit them and send them into human trafficking. Martha's Vineyard won't have these just 50 illegals. And Ted Cruz made a great comment. I think he was on maybe on Hannity last week. He said, so the liberals don't care when you find 50 dead illegal immigrant bodies in a truck in Texas. That's what happened. But that doesn't matter. We don't think that's a humanitarian crisis at the border. But then when you have only 50 illegals who are alive in millionaires' backyards in Martha's Vineyard, that's the crisis. So it's a fake compassion. They're not compassionate for illegals. If they were, they'd open up their homes in Martha's Vineyard to these 50 illegals and invite them into their mansions, like Obama with his 29-acre, 7-bedroom mansion, invite them in. And they would care when you find 50 dead illegals in a truck in Texas. You would care about the humanitarian crisis and the carnage going on the border at the hands of drug cartels who are exploiting people and kidnapping and selling souls for abuse. They don't care about that. They're pro-environment. Pro the trees, compassion. Meanwhile, it's a degrowth model, environmentalism. It's worldwide globalism, degrowth that crushes business, consolidates government power, and burdens people because they can no longer afford gas or heating their homes. Watch Europe this winter, the out-of-control energy costs for everyday citizens. It's a lie. Their compassion's a sham. We saw it during COVID as well. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The liberals are the modern-day Pharisees, and their compassion amounts to nothing more than a pretense to gain power, wealth, and oppress people. See you tomorrow.